All right, welcome to episode 383 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons Podcast. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time in your presence. We thank you for the grace to come and hear your word again. Thank you for your many blessings towards us. In any way we have sinned or erred, we pray for your mercy, your cleansing, and your forgiveness. As we study your word this morning, I pray that may you come and speak to us by your precious Holy Spirit. May our hearts be prepared to receive your word, and give us the grace to not just be hearers only, but also doers of your word. It's in your mighty name we pray. Amen. So today we're going to continue our series, God willing, on the fruit of the Spirit. Again, remember, anchor scripture has been from the book of Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23, right? Galatians 5, 22 to 23, that says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, right? Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance, right? Against such there is no law, right? That's Galatians 5, 22 to 23. It's one of these portions of scripture that I've memorized from when I was really little, because it's a useful list to know. And again, remember, all these things are part of a fruit, okay? So it's not like, oh, you can be successful in one and not the others. All of them are all linked together. And again, as I discussed, these things are only possible through the help of the Holy Spirit, right? So today we're going to talk about gentleness, right? So we've done love, joy, peace, long-suffering, right? We've done four, and I also did an introduction. But now let's talk about gentleness. You know, some people call this kindness. Some translations call this kindness, right? But what does it mean to be gentle? Well, it means to be tender. Right, it means to be tender, and honestly, like, it's gonna make more sense as we discuss characteristics of a gentle person, as I discuss those characteristics, right? But the thing is, gentleness comes from the inside. It doesn't come from the outside, right? It's not zen, you know. Somewhere like, oh, okay, let me be in this peaceful mountain, tranquil environment. No. That's not gentleness, right? Gentleness can be expressed even in the midst of chaos. Right? It can be expressed even in the midst of chaos, right? And here's the thing, gentleness is a strength. It is not a weakness, right? The world believes that, hey, you can only make headway by being ruthless, by being selfish, by being self-centered, by not being kind to others. That is not what the Word of God says. And remember, we live by a different standard, right? Like, literally, Christ died for us in his kindness. The Bible says, in that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. No, right? Christ is gentle. Right? He did not make him weak. Hey, come in. You know, the Bible says that he was led as a sheep to the slaughter. It didn't mean he was weak. No, gentleness is not weakness. Gentleness is actually a strength, right? Like, for example, look at King David in the Bible. David was kind to Saul. Saul was hunting his life, right? David had actually many opportunities to kill this person that was hunting his life, Saul, but he did not do it, right? See, a person that is gentle is willing to leave things in the hands of God. A gentle person is not vengeful. A gentle person is patient. Because the thing is, as human beings, we want to exert revenge ASAP so that people can know that, hey, you don't mess with me. No, that's not the way a Christ follower behaves. A gentle person is willing to leave things in God's hands, right? Now, what are some other things to keep in mind in terms of the characteristics of a gentle person? Well, a gentle person should be known for it. You should be known for being gentle. I'm going to read the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 5. And I'm going to read from the New King James Version. Philippians 4, verse 5. He says, let your gentleness be known to all men. Again, New King James Version. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. What is this Bible verse telling us? It's telling us that, see, gentleness is a very powerful witness. It's a very, very powerful witness. Let it be known to all men. Let people know that you're gentle, right? And people will know about it because it's a witness to them, right? It's a witness to them. If, for example, a person is unkind, a person is mean to you, but you give them a gentle response, that's a witness, right? That's a witness. Because people are like, wow, this person is going through this chaos, or this person, I just dished it out to them. But they're still being gentle in their response to me. That's a very powerful witness, right? Another characteristic of a gentle person is that a gentle person is compassionate. They care, right? Literally, the needs of other people bother them, right? See, let me tell you this. It is hard to be a true preacher of the true gospel of God if you're not compassionate, if you're not gentle, right? You recognize that, man, these people are hell-bound, right? And they are compassionate to you. You're like, hey, I don't want this person to go to hell. I'm going to do everything in my power to share the gospel with them, right? Contrast this with a prosperity gospel preacher. Those people are not compassionate. All they care about is your money, right? They are ruthless. They are willing to go to any length to get money from you, right? That's not a Christ follower. That is not a Christ follower, right? That is not a Christ follower, right? Now, another element of gentleness is that it reflects in the way you relate with other people, right? Gentleness reflects in the way you relate with other people. I'm going to look at the book of Titus chapter 3, verse 2. Titus chapter 3, verse 2. It says, you know, I'll read from verse 1. Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities. Titus 3, 1 and 2, you'll see what I'm saying as I go through this one, right? So remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. Why was I saying, when I started reading this? And I'm glad because I had originally planned to only read verse 2, but I'm like, let's read verse 1, right? Let's get the context from there, right? So look at the world we live in today. Very politically polarized, right? You see people, if the person in power is not the president you voted for, people just lambast, insult, throw out profanity, throw out vulgarity towards this person. That is not the job of a Christ follower. That is not the job of a Christ follower. Gentleness connotes treating people with respect, even if you don't necessarily agree with them. Right? Gentleness is reflected in the way you relate with others. Right? The thing is, you still have to respect the governing authority, even if, it's not the person you voted for. That's gentleness. That's gentleness. Right? Gentleness is a form of courtesy. Right? But you see, many people these days, they are very inflammatory. They are very abrasive. See, let me tell you this. One of the things that will make a marriage work is gentleness. One of the things that will make you be a good parent, help you in your relations with your kids, is gentleness. Is gentleness, right? Unity in marriage, unity in a home is promoted by what? Gentleness, right? A gentle person is controlled in their responses to other people, is controlled in their responses to their surroundings. Even if they don't agree with the people around them, they're still controlled in their responses, right? And see, one thing many people don't realize, thinking of this as another characteristic of a gentle person is, or benefit of being a gentle person, is that a gentle person can break through. Let's look at the book of Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. So that's after the book of Psalms. So Proverbs 15, verse 1, right? It says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger, right? See, a gentle person can break through. People are more willing to help the gentle, courteous person, right? Don't be terrible to people over the phone. And trust me, I have been. I'm not saying this as some holier than thou. I've made this mistake many times, right? But don't be terrible to people over the phone, even if you're angry, right? Gentle people are respectful, even if they feel angry in their hearts, right? Gentleness does not mean a lack of anger, right? It means choosing to be kind and courteous, even in the midst of anger. The Bible says, in your anger, do not sin. Do not sin. Gentleness is very necessary for a person to be angry and to sin not, right? Remember how Abigail, you know, her gentleness saved her husband from being killed at the hands of David. She gave David a gentle response, right? So see, a gentle person is controlled in their responses, right? Gentleness is a key character trait in a person that is self-controlled. That's just the truth, right? And again, remember, you don't have to respond immediately. Controlled slowness is an important component of gentleness. Controlled slowness, a controlled slow response. A nuclear reactor, right? You want a controlled release of energy. You don't want like a boom, right? Because that can cause perilous circumstances, right? Now, what's another characteristic of a person that is gentle? Well, a person that is gentle, right? Gentleness is reflected in the way you defend your faith. Again, I'm trying to discuss these different avenues so that we can really understand how this relates to the life of a believer, right? To the life of a Christ follower. Let's look at the book of 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. That's getting close to the end of scripture. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. 1 Peter 3, verse 15. It says, right? But sanctify the Lord in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. Let me read this same thing from the New Living Translation, from NLT, from the New Living Translation. So 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, it says, right? Instead, you must worship Christ as the Lord of your life, as Lord of your life. And if someone asks about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it. But do this in a gentle and respectful way. That's part of verse 16. Do this in a respectful and a gentle way, right? Do this in a respectful and a gentle way, right? This is one common misconception that we see in Christendom these days. See, guys, the Bible says literally, teach the truth in love. It does not say teach the truth in anger, right? So being abrasive, talking down on people that are unbelievers, is not God's command. It's not God's command. Again, people are more likely to listen to a person that is delivering a message with a kind tone of voice, with a gentle tone of voice, right? And the thing is, the devil co-opts this principle to his advantage, right? Many false preachers, they are very soft-spoken. They are very gentle in their delivery of their false teaching. So people are willing to listen to them because they're like, oh, this person is very soft-spoken. This person is very gentle. They must be telling the truth. No, the fact that a person is gentle in delivery does not mean that the content of their speech is truth, right? There are many people that are very gentle false preachers, right? Very gentle false preachers, right? So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three Hebrew boys that refused to bow down to the graven image that Nebuchadnezzar set up, they were still respectful to the king. They did not start talking to the king in a loosey-goosey fashion. No, right? They were still respectful to the king, right? So one thing I want to say, though, you know, just to balance this out is, hey, be careful. Don't misconstrue gentleness with tolerating iniquity and evil, right? Because, again, the world, they love to twist the word of God around that, hey, you're being intolerant. No, you don't have to tolerate evil, but you can be gentle about it. You can be gentle about it. Right? You can be gentle about it. So again, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they did not tolerate iniquity. They still stood their ground. Look at the way Stephen defended his faith. Just before he was stoned to death, he defended his faith. Right? You can correct people gently. You can teach the truth in love. See, I'm telling you this. You don't have to yell or scream at your kids to get them to listen. I know many parents are like, Divine, that's not true, right? And the thing is, again, have I yelled and screamed at my kids? Absolutely, I have. Again, I'm not speaking this as holier than thou, but I'm telling you this, if your kids know you as a person that is gentle and kind, they will listen. They will listen. You end up earning their respect, right? Again, gentleness does not mean weakness, right? And again, remember, Jesus is gentle. Gentle people are humble. Let's look at the book of Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. Matthew 11, verse 29. 11, verse 29, right? He says, okay, I'll read from verse, let me read from the New King James Version. So Matthew 11, verses 28 to, okay, let me read from verse 28, and then read to 30, actually. So, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Jesus is saying that, hey, learn from me, copy me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. You will literally find what? Rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Right? My yoke is easy and my burden is light. The word of God is so complete. Right? Let's break down this thing. It says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Right? Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. See, guys, let me tell you this. You will find rest when you pursue gentleness. You will find rest when you pursue gentleness and kindness. Right? The thing is, look at what the Lord Jesus Christ went through. He went through a lot. He was nailed to the cross. He was bruised. He was beaten. And he's calling us to follow that same kind of journey. That journey, right? The Bible says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Let him take up his cross daily and follow me. But the Lord is saying that, hey, in the eyes of the world, this may look like a big burden. But you know what? A person that is gentle and lowly in heart, big burdens. Let me tell you this. A person that is gentle, and you want to pay attention to this. A person that is gentle, a person that is lowly in heart, a person that is kind, what the world looks at as a big burden is not burdensome to them. You know why? Because again, they are depending on the Holy Spirit. Remember, these things are a fruit of the Spirit. Gentleness helps you handle chaos with grace. It helps you handle chaos. It helps you handle the lack of peace with grace. It helps you handle persecution with grace, right? It helps you handle persecution with grace. I'm telling you this, guys. Gentleness is a very critical component of the fruit of the Spirit. Is a very critical component of the fruit of the Spirit, right? The thing is, a gentle person is willing to submit to God's will. They are willing to depend on God to help them in their circumstances, right? See, it's very hard to submit when you are not gentle and lowly in heart, right? Gentle people are not pressing to have the final say. No, they submit to God's will, right? They submit to God's providence. A gentle person is not anxious. Let me tell you this. Gentleness helps with anxiety, right? Again, look at Jesus. He's saying, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I am gentle. See, come and learn from me. Come and learn from me. I'm gentle and lowly in heart. He's saying that, hey, see, guys. This my gentle character, this my lowly character is helpful. It's helpful, right? It's helpful. It makes yokes easy. It makes burdens light. Gentleness. Gentleness, right? Gentleness. A gentle person submits to God's will. They are not anxious. They are trusting in God's will. They are trusting in God's help. They are trusting in God's providence. And again, as I wrap up, can't do this in your own strength. That's why this is a fruit of the Spirit, right? So it's like, oh, if the Spirit of God is in someone, you see gentleness displayed in them, right? It's not possible in your own strength, but I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So I'll encourage you today, right? Submit to God, right? And again, begin to work on these things. The Holy Spirit at work in you will help you. He will help you. He will help you in all of this, right? And again, if you've not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, it's one of the best decisions you can make. I'll really encourage you. Listen to episodes 254 and 287. 254 and 287, right? It talks about the true cost of following Jesus Christ. Because there is a cost. There is a cost. There is a cost. I'm not here to be a commitment extractor. Oh, surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Do it right now. No. I used to do that before. I'm not doing that again. Right? No. I want you to understand the cost because there is a cost. But there is help. The Lord is not leaving you without a helper. The Holy Spirit is your helper. So 254, 287, it talks about the cost of following Jesus. Talks about why you need a Savior. And then if you make that decision at the end of 254, there's an opportunity for you to say a prayer with me to surrender your life to the Lord. Right? Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. Your word is rich. Your word is yea and amen. Give us the grace to submit to your word. Give us the grace. Let this word we have heard, let it take roots in our hearts. Let it not be taken out of our hearts by the devil. Give us the grace to meditate on it. And by your grace and the help of your Spirit, give us the grace to put it into practice. Let our gentleness, let our kindness, let our reasonableness be known to all. Let it be a powerful witness in this wicked world. And Lord, in any way we have failed to be gentle, please have mercy on us. In any way we have cursed out, insulted our leaders, insulted other people, been abrasive, been ruthless, please have mercy on us. Even in the defense of our faith, that is not defending one's faith, being ruthless and angry and talking down on people. It's not right. So Father, please give us the grace to follow your word, to follow your will, that your name might be highly exalted. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Please have your way in the week we're entering into. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. So thank you for listening to me today. I will see you, God willing, in episode 384, where we talk about the next fruit of the Spirit, God willing. Have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Shalom.